I knew Matt from school. He was in my year at school. We used to have some of the same classes. I used to hang around with him after school with a group of our friends. And obviously he was really good friends with my brother as well. Even when I didn't hang around with him, he was always kind of in and out of the house, really.
And what are your memories of him as well?
Just very cheeky, but very kind and loving as well. He had a smile that just melted your heart.
So it must be very difficult for you to kind of get your head around just what's happened the last few days.
To be honest with you, I think it's going to take a long time for anybody to get their head around it. Still doesn't kind of seem real. Almost half of you doesn't really want to believe it. But, you know, you kind of have to face reality, really.
And tell me a little bit about what's happening on Saturday then at Littlehampton.
We've got a tribute to Matt and also the other victims from the Shoreham incident. We're releasing balloons on the pier and we'll also be holding a minute silence. The balloon release will be at 1:20 and the minute silence will be at 1:30.
And you say it's been a fantastic sort of response so far with the amount of people that are turning up or planning to turn up.
To be honest with you, I don't think anybody thought it would be on this scale, but it's really heartwarming to see how many people, you know, that want to pay their respects, even those that don't know Matt, that do know Matt, you know, that have just been touched by the whole situation, really.
And how touched have you been, not just this, but just the general response from the community and everyone pulling together after this?
To be honest, Littlehampton has a lot of negative comments said about it. Quite frequently, but I think, and I've had responses from people as well saying that they cannot believe how well this community has come together, and there is a lot of community spirit, and you know, that they kind of eat their words that they've ever said about the community since this has happened.
And just going back to the event on Saturday, when was it you thought to kind of do this format as well?
It was actually Jess May. She put a post up regarding probably a possible balloon release or a lantern thing, and me personally, I wanted to kind of mark the 1 week anniversary of everybody and, you know, Matt's and everybody else's departure, so I kind of made a suggestion of it and then was asked to make a group event, and this is now what it's turned out to be.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add as well that's not been touched on?
Just like to pay my respects to Matt's family and close friends, really, and just let them know that everybody is thinking about them, and you know, we really hope this kind of thing brings a little bit of positivity to such devastation that's happened.